make a big shock out of it.
Yeah, and when they made a big shock out of it, did they cover? Did they put a top on that?
No, they never put anything over.
I see.
See, they made a sharp up like that, and that rain had come off of it, and it didn't.
What
drop.
Did you call that thing when they what they do? They have about 10 on the bottom, and then put 2 on the top like that. Did you call those 2 on the top anything in particular?
No, we just called it hay shocks.
Like, did you ever hear it called a hutter or a cap?
Well, I've heard my husband talk about putting a cap on a haystack.
And where were the cows kept? I mean, when the cows would come up to the barn, a little something that. Well, first, what animals did you have on the farm? That's a better way to.
We had a cow, and them oxen. He usually had 2 oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And one milk cow. We always had 1 milk cow.
Uh-huh.
They'd come to the barn. We'd milk them and put them in the barn, you know, at night. Next morning, we'd turn them out, and they'd go to the mountains and come in the next evening.
I see. Did you have any other animals?
Nothing, only dogs, chickens, and pigs.
Okay. Now, where did the cows and oxen go?
They just went out in the woods.
I see. You didn't have any kind of a shelter built?
No, they didn't have any place to go. Oh, but wintertime, we usually kept them in the barn.
Uh-huh. Penned in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a cow barn or a cow shed though attached.
No, we didn't have anything like that.
Or any place for if you had no horses.
No, not
or mules.
Not
to do mules?
No, we never had the mules when we come over here.
Uh huh. Well, over here, where'd you keep the mules?
We got a barn out here.
Uh huh.
Barn. She's got a barn to herself, and cow's got a barn, and the calf's got a barn.
I see. And they, what do you call the barn that the cow lives in?
It's cow's in.
Yeah.
We just call it the barn.
And you don't distinguish and call it the cow barn or the cow shed or.
Yeah, if I want to say anything about the barn and want him to know it's a cow barn, I tell him to go to the cow barn.
Okay, sure. And they, what'd you call the place outside where cows were staked and penned at milking time? Did you milk the cows outside in the?
Yeah, they just come up to the crib out there, you know, when we did our bakery. Out here, they just come on the barn shed.
Uh-huh.
He milks her on the barn shed.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, she just come up there to the crib, you know, and he had a box, he fed her in, chop and feed her and milk her there.
I see. You didn't have a cow pen, though, or a milk gap.
Uh-huh.
And where are the hogs kept?
A big lot out here.
Uh-huh.
They go in this lot out here.
Now, do you call that lot anything in particular? Are they that way? Are they open like that all the time?
Hog lot.
Uh-huh.
At night he puts them up.
Uh-huh. Where?
In pens.
Uh-huh. And what do you call that then? You call
the hog pen.
All right. Okay. Now, is that what you called it? Is that what you called it out of Big Creek too?
Yeah. Hog pen.
Same. what was the hog pen like?
Well, I don't know. We just got little houses out there for the hogs to sleep in.
Okay.
Got a trough in there, you know, and a bed up in the corner.
Uh-huh.
Make them a bed.
All right. Now, you mentioned the word dairy before when you were talking about
the dairy where you put your apples and...
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right. But is dairy ever used for anything else having to do with cattle?
Not them where you put potatoes and things in, no.
Uh-huh.
But there is dairy barns. Now there's one down here.
Uh-huh.
They have a big dairy barn down here below us.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And the place where the stock is kept and fed, where they outside the barn, what's that called? Would you have something like a stable lot or a cow lot or a barnyard?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've got a barnyard out here.
Okay, and the